Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, August 1st, 2021, the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jaska, pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were at the place where Jesus had given the bread, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." They said to Jesus, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the bread, true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, here we are again focusing in on the gift of the Eucharist, Jesus as the Son of God, and how that transforms us. And so there's a number of things said in this gospel that strikes me, that invites me to think about more about how, you know, my relationship with Jesus and how I am as a faithful disciple trying to share the good news. The first is that people are looking for Jesus. "Rabbi, when did you come here?" You know, they were looking for him because, of course, they had seen and heard and maybe were part of the feeding of the large crowds with the bread and the fish. And, you know, Jesus says, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life." And that's Jesus himself. Right? It's, the Eucharist is not about what, it's about who. And of course, in the gift of the Eucharist, it's Jesus, the risen Lord. And so he's challenging the people, you know, you were looking for me because you had your fill of some food. But don't get caught up in that. Get caught up in who I am as the Son of God, as the messenger of the good news, as the Messiah. And that will bring you satisfaction. That will bring you fulfillment. That will bring you completion. And so that's the first thing, like, what, you know, who am I searching for? Am I running to Jesus to get some things for myself, to get me out of certain situations? Or am I running to Jesus because only through him can I have eternal life? And only through him can I have any sense of life? And so the next part is they're talking to Jesus, you know, looking for signs and kind of, you know, referring back to the first reading for this weekend about the manna, Moses giving manna, really God through Moses giving manna, feeding the people of Israel. But Jesus again says, "Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven." And Jesus is trying to lead the crowd into understanding that he's the Son of God. He's the Messiah. He's the chosen one. He's the one that offers eternal life. And this relationship with God as Father, that he is the Son, is a very different understanding for the people of Israel, for the people around Jesus at the time, to understand this relationship. But again, Jesus is offering this new eternal covenant, the perfect expression of the Father's love through him. And so he talks about this living bread, this eternal bread. And they say, you know, "Give us this bread always." And Jesus responds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." When we really search for Jesus, not for what he can do for us, but for who he is, that's when we're fulfilled. That's when it becomes complete. That's when we become the full version, the best version of ourselves. For discovering Christ for the sake of who he is as our Lord, Savior, Messiah, Son of God, and the source of our eternal life. It's a very different approach versus, you know, running to Jesus and saying, what will you do for me now? You know, that's not the life of a Christian. We run to the Lord saying, Lord, there's nothing but you. You are the source of all goodness. You, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? How can I share the good news that you offer? And that's how we approach this gift of the Eucharist, as a way for us to become more like him, a way for us to go along his path and his will and not our own. You know, the Eucharist for us is that nourishment, that food, but also that invitation to be able to lay down our lives for the sake of the good news, for the sake of the gospel. And when we do that, our lives do become fulfilled and complete. And how do we do that in our world today? It's in the simple, small things. Taking time with our loved ones. Reaching out to those in need. Making that phone call, that email. You know, connecting with people, especially during this time of the pandemic. Going beyond ourselves when oftentimes we can be disrupted. When, you know, our plans are not, you know, there's people can mess up our plans because something else is asked for, or different things like that. Not, kind of placing others before ourselves, within our family and in our workplace, trying to bring joy and a smile and asking people how they're doing, asking them if they need any help. Sometimes doing some a surprise thing for someone that they didn't expect that brings them joy, that reminds them that you're thinking of them. All these different ways in which we can have the Lord work through us to experience this gift of eternal life that we can experience now. We don't have to wait till we die. You know, the Eucharist is a source and summit of our faith. It's this encounter with Jesus that transforms everything we do, everything we say, how we live our lives. And then we, of course, then are to feed others with this gift of eternal life so that their lives are transformed, that their lives are renewed, that they discover the richness, even in the most difficult circumstances. Even when there's great suffering, Christ can transform those moments, those situations, those circumstances to lead us in a new way to live our lives, you know, to see that gift of heaven as our goal. And that allows us to put so many other things into perspective. So as we prepare for Mass this weekend, as we look to receive the Eucharist, as we look to draw close to the Lord, the Son of God, he is that bread that has come down from heaven. And he leads us to eternal life. May we open our hearts wide to embrace that love and be willing to share it with others. God bless you. We'll see you this weekend.